again, sir. Speak up just a little louder.
Dan Russo, 4188 Park Avenue.
Okay, who has Mr. Dan Russo? Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will serve as your lead for the panel at this time, sir, so just hold on.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're going for the Arizona Board of Executive Appointments. Could you please state your name and your ADC number, your full name, and your ADC number for us for the record?
Chad Lynch, 4885.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. And also to my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be acting as your lead panel today. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Edmondson, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you was notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir? Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I couldn't hear you, sir. Could you speak up a little bit?
I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting? Okay. So the allegation on your warrant states your violation of Arizona condition of supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about March 20th, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown. That season absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false? Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Edmondson, I am going to move to find that he was deleted. He did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, but he may have lapsed or is about to lapse into criminal rage or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mrs. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Quinones. Agreed. Mr. Neal. And agreed. Dr. Wright. So we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from Mr. Turner. And then after we get that information from Mr. Turner, I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. And then we're going to give you the opportunity to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay? All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Edmondson was released from ADC custody on 3/20/2018 and arrested on 4/24/2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges are noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 4/24/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9/22/2018 with 35 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017 aggravated domestic violence, 1 year and 6 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term with ADC. He has a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. SDG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang 52 Hoover Gangster Crips out of Houston, Texas. No prior term to supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with fast reporting noted. Other arrest, 2003, controlled substance violation in Texas, juvenile detention. 2004, possession and sale of dangerous drug, Texas, county jail. 2009, possession and sale of dangerous drug, Texas, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, theft, Texas, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2014, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2014, stolen property, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2014, possession and sale of dangerous drug, Arizona, felony conviction probation. 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, felony conviction probation. 2014, shoplifting, Arizona County Jail. He has a GB score of G6, B5.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, sir, so when you were released from prison, you were to reside at TLC Halfway House located at 843 West Thurber Road in Tucson. You never established residence, sir. So why didn't you establish residence? What did you wind up doing, sir?
Well, I figured that's why I got out. I really didn't have no responsibility, so I didn't see anything anywhere. I was up in prison, so I didn't check in, but now it's like I got more responsibility, more things to work on.
Okay, sir, hold on, Mr. I can barely hear, understand what you're saying, so can you, I don't know if you're holding the phone too far from your mouth or what the situation is, but go ahead and start over and tell me. I heard you say that you didn't have no responsibility, but I didn't quite hear everything else you were saying, sir.
Yeah, I didn't have no responsibility. I guess I was still looking as a child, and I couldn't take no responsibility, but now I have my mother, I'm still have a child also, so I take care of my legal activities before I can move on, so I'm ready to do it well before you turn on my family.
Okay. So you said that your mother's sick and you have a child that's out there and you need to take care of your legal responsibilities, is that what you said, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, sir, where did you go? Where were you at those 35 days that you were in Chicago? Where'd you go?
I had a friend who works like a small business. I was in my home, and I was working for him, and I was thinking about my road, and I was trying to take him and work with something more than my heart. I wasn't really thinking about my legal activities.
So, sir, prior to your release, did you have an opportunity to sit down with a CO3 or parole office while you were in prison before you were released to told you what you needed to do when you were released from prison?
Well, I guess I did.
So if your mother was sick, so you had some responsibility, right? And you had already made up in your mind when you left, according to what you're saying, that you had already made up in your mind that you was going to go on the run. Why did you want to go on the run, sir?
So take care of my mother.
So, Mr. Anderson, have you been previously incarcerated outside of the state of Arizona?
I did time in the county in Texas for about a week or so.
Okay. So, how did you come in contact with the Tucson Police Department? What happened? When you got arrested by Tucson Police Department, what were you doing when you got arrested by Tucson PD?
Well, this time I was just inside of the jailbreak. I was jailbreaking from the bus stop to a corner store, and I stopped the jailbreak.
And where were you staying at during this period of time?
I was staying at the place, and I was coming forward to Rosemont. That's what I said when I broke before, and I was going to escape the building.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no additional questions from the board, Mr. Edmondson, the board's about to go into discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, thank you, Mr. Edmondson. apologize for what I found and what you asked me to say, and so I can take care of them.
All right, sir, thank you. The board's going to go into a discussion, a one-on-one discussion, so it may appear as though we're talking to you. However, I do need you to stay on the phone while the board is in discussion so you can hear the discussion taking place. At the same time, sir, I need you to remain silent while the discussion is taking place, okay? All right, the board's now into discussion. It appears that Mr. Edmondson, well, basically, what he said is that he was counseled prior to leaving prison and talked to the parole officer, sealed to him about what he needed to do, but he had already made up in his mind prior to leaving that he was going to go on the run. And that's exactly what he did until he got stopped by the Tucson Police Department for actually jaywalking, said that he was staying with a friend who he was doing some work with his friend and that he was trying to take care of his mom who was ill. I think that because Mr. Edmondson made up his mind that he was going to go on the run, that he was actually left stranded for 35 days, he's going to be released on September 22nd, 2018, which is a few months away. I think it'd be better they go ahead and complete his time so that when he's released, he won't be on any community supervision, he won't be on any parole. He can take care of his mom, and if he wants to stay with his friend, he'll be able to do that. So that's my opinion at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, hearing no other comments coming from my colleagues, then I am going to move to both the community supervision and Mr. Edmondson, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal ways or something, as he was also absconded for 35 days, and we have no idea exactly what he's doing in that period of time. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree Mr. Quinones, agree Mr. Miller, and agree Dr. Wright. Mr. Edmondson, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on September 22nd of 2018. At that time, you won't be on any community supervision, you won't be on parole, and you won't have to report to parole officers, sir. You will be able to move around freely, and if you want to take care of your mom, be able to do that, and say, you want to work and stay with your friend, you'll be able to do that, sir. Mr. Edmondson, I want to thank you for taking the time for appearing before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.